Welcome. 5:39 on this, the Valentine's Day special. All romantic music. All the time.
I have a Valentine's-themed musical stumper today.
Oh, good.
It's a tough one. It's going to be a tough one.
Oh.
I hope the prize is good. It's going to be a tough one.
You do a good job. The musical stumpers that you put together are usually pretty difficult. Now, I got the one last week because I recognized Amy Winehouse's voice right away.
Right.
But you do a good job.
You're not going to get today's, I'll bet.
Probably not, because you pull music out from some obscure places sometimes. Tell me about, you were, this is the sports segment. Talk about it to me. You just, in your sports segment just a second ago, you said that the Brewers are looking at a 16-year-old Dominican kid?
They signed him, yeah.
16?
Oh, in the Dominican, that's, you know, prime age. You got to get him early.
Yeah. I am stunned. Really, 16 years old?
That's how you get off the island in the Dominican, is you play baseball.
Well, yeah, that's true. Baseball has been very, very good to me. Wow. And he had to think about a $3.2 million signing bonus?
No, I would imagine he signed on the dotted line as quickly as he could.
Do they realize they could have said, kid, here's a lunch coupon to...
maybe back in the decades ago they could do that.
Not anymore. Think this kid lawyered up?
Well, I think they have agents, yeah, that handle
it. Well, and that should be, because if you're paying, you know, if you're paying everybody else big bucks, just because the guy comes from a bad situation doesn't mean you should get him on the cheap. Does it? I mean, that is the free market society.
$3.2 million.
That's
not bad.
There's
something strange about this. The Brewers are saying that they are going to have their largest payroll ever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Brewers' new owner, Mark Antanasio, he has spent a lot more on players than Bud Selig did.
Oh, no question.
and that's a big difference. But so the Brewers' payroll is at an all-time high. The team may operate at a loss this year based on average attendance or whatever.
Right.
Like, the team almost needs to make the playoffs and get the extra gravy from those playoff games
to be
profitable for the year.
Here come the 12:50 hot dogs.
And yet, does anyone think that the Brewers are a contender this year?
In that division, yes.
I don't know. The Brewers have better pitching than a year ago.
Yeah.
Ryan Braun's a huge question mark. You know, what is Ryan Braun like not on the juice? Well, we're going to find out this season, and you don't really know.
Mm.
And the Brewers have had a lot of injuries in the past year, and if that happens again, who knows? I think this is a huge risk. Huge risk.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out if it pays off. 16 years old, man. Wow.
Well, he won't see the majors for quite some time.
I know, but still.
What would you be like if you were a 16-year-old with a couple of million in your bank account?
I'd be dead by now. I probably wouldn't have ended well. That's probably not. Let's talk some Olympics, shall we?
Yeah.
The U.S. swept the men's slopestyle skiing event yesterday with Josh Christensen winning gold, Gus Kenworthy taking the silver, Nicholas Goper claiming the bronze. Only the third time that the U.S. has ever taken all three medals in a Winter Olympics event, so congratulations.
We rock at all the pothead sports. It's incredible.
Dude.
You love the guy. The guy that the other day that won the Sage, what's his name, Sage Rosen?
Rosen?
He won the gold medal in the snowboarding.
Yeah.
He said that he was rocking the Metallica and Slayer before his first run.
Absolutely, the old school.
And he said he ate some Mondo snacks before he went on the hill.
I'm sure he did.
Have you heard this guy talk? He sounds like Spicoli.
I'm glad. You know what? I'm liking that. You know. The first time that happened, sweeping, was in 1956 with men's skating, and the last time was in 2002 for the men's snowboarding half pipe, if you know what I'm saying.
It's
hockey
amazing.
Got off to a good start yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, hockey, what? That goal scored is one of the tiebreakers for who advances to the next round. So if you can beat someone 14-1, you got to go ahead and do it.
And that's really not the way it should be. It should be goals allowed so that you can, you know, you try not to run up the score. Now you want to do that and score as many as you can. But yeah, all four of the teams that are expected to be in the medal hunt won yesterday in their opening round.
Okay, here's your opportunity to correct me. The latest medal standings that I have, according to my info
from the West Coast today.
Right. This comes to me from the Los Angeles area about 2 a.m.
Okay.
Our time. So it's
maybe it does include some of the stuff from earlier today.
Let's see. The standings were Germany in first place, 7 medals. Germany, 7 gold, 2 silver, 1 bronze.
Because they've won all of the medals in luge. Luge must be the national sport of Germany because they win the medals all the time.
Bunch of losers. Canada comes in second with 4 gold, 4 silver, 2 bronze. Norway, 4 gold, 3 silver, 6 bronze. The Nether regions, 4 gold, 3 silver.
That would be the Netherlands.
Yeah. 4 gold, 3 silver, 5 bronze. And the United States pulling up 5th. 4 gold, 2 silver, 6 bronze.
Yeah, you said we've got some sports that we will get some medals in coming up, though. But
pizza eating?
Well, you know.
The wing competition?
Hockey, both men's and women's.
All right.
Some of the figure skating, probably.
Let's mention
before we move on from the Olympics, Yevgeny Plyshenko, the longtime Russian skating champion, had to pull out of the competition yesterday. He tried to go, but he's had 2 fusion surgeries on his back, and he tried to warm up yesterday, and his back was getting a bit bulky, so he decided, nope, I'm done.
I am stiff. I am fused together. All right, so there's one sport in the Winter Olympics that's men only, without a female equivalent, and that's Nordic combined. Half endurance, half extreme sport where you do both cross-country skiing and ski jumping. In the Summer Olympics, there are no events that men participate in, but women cannot. But there are 2 events that are women only, synchronized swimming and rhythmic gymnastics. Thank God I don't ever want to see...
Men's rhythmic gymnastics?
I don't want to ever see men's synchronized swimming. Ever.
Rhythmic gymnastics has been like the dumping ground for female gymnasts who aren't good enough in the traditional events because they perform with a ribbon and a ball. They dance around and balance on the ball and
I would imagine the next Olympics you will see the Nordic combined for women as well. This is the first Olympics where ski jumping has been added for women. So I would imagine the next time they will add the Nordic combined for women as well.
Pretty bad injury happened, but not even to an Olympic athlete. A track worker got plowed over by a bobsled, had to be rushed to the hospital, 2 broken legs.
Oh.
Now, figure skating is probably, it's arguably one of the most elegant sports you'll ever see. However, if you'd like to check out Seth Mula at WSAU, there's a film clip of, they mic'd the ice skating rink with very, very sensitive directional microphones and got some of the sounds that actually happen on the ice. You don't get to hear it while you're watching because it's, you know, the music is piped over it. But go ahead and check it out. Seth Mula, WSAU at Facebook.com.
Just be aware, folks, this isn't Masterpiece Theater we're talking about.
Yesterday, the really ugly competition happened, the 500-meter short track skating. 4 of the finalists wiped out. The gold medal winner was from China because she didn't crash.
You see a lot of that in short track speed skating. They're so tightly together, and as they turn the corners, they bang into each other. And if one falls, they're all going to go down.
The British skater who caused the crash finished 3rd, but she wound up being disqualified, so the Korean skater who was last actually got the bronze.
That's why short track speed skating is not really a good sport. I mean, we see this in horse racing. When you have a race over the hurdles, a jumping race,
right?
The horse that's in the lead falls over the last jump. 2 or 3 other, and some horse that's last crosses the finish line because it's the last one standing.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you have money on that, mine was winning and then fell.
That's what happens.
Here we are giving out Olympic gold, and one skater falls and wipes out 5 or 6 others, and the guy who's last.
Yeah,
because he's not in this big pileup.
Life isn't fair, and the Olympics aren't either.
Life's tough, man. Wear a helmet.
It's the sport that you, me, Tom, would have the best chance of winning a gold. Look, I'm last. I'm staying 3 laps behind all of these guys, hoping there might be a big wipe. Ha-ha,
I know.
Gold for me,
baby. I tried speed skating once down at Greenock, because they've got a good speed skating club here in central Wisconsin, and I put on the tight suit. Man, did I look buff. In that tight skating suit.
No.
There's nothing left of the imagination in that tight speed skating suit, by the way.
My Valentine's Day gift is me in the speed skating suit.
There you go.
I don't feel so good now.
Some McDonald's restaurants are hosting special Valentine's Day dinners. They're taking reservations and... which is a great way to say, I love you, honey, but not enough to break a 10. Although the good thing is, if you order the Happy Meal, you don't have to get her a present. It's included. It comes right with the thing. And then after, maybe a romp in the ball pit. Who knows? If I took my wife to McDonald's for Valentine's Day dinner, she would never stop kicking me in the McNuggets. Never.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.